Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
The biggest thing is the communication. We're moving towards trying to just use the same inbox because it's hard just constantly relaying messages to each other when you're getting a ton of them a day.
First, a quick word from our best ever partner, PropStream. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties in seconds, nationwide or specific to any zip code. You can skip trace owner information, find cash buyers specific to an area, and find other investors to potentially partner with or fund your deals. PropStream provides you the comprehensive data and market insight you need to be at the top of your real estate game. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail. Even if you're not in real estate, PropStream can help you locate high net worth individuals to invest in your non-real estate business. Or if you are in real estate, then you can find them to invest in your real estate business. You can use this tool to find people who have millions of dollars in equity in their homes, and you can reach out to them via email, telephone, or snail mail. This is the perfect real estate investing tool for wholesalers and real estate agents, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs. I love how easy the PropStream website is to use. With a few clicks, you can review comps in the area or estimate rehab costs prior to purchasing a property. Act now to take advantage of the plethora of properties that have and will continue to hit the market during this time. And best ever listeners, do you know we got something special for you? You're going to receive a free 7-day all access trial to experience all the features this powerful tool has, and you'll experience it firsthand. Just go to your7dayfreetrial.com. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Get started with this, get your 7-day free trial, and start growing your business even more so than you have been. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. My name is Theo Hicks, and today I'm speaking with Sam and Nick Riccio. Sam and Nick, how are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. I'm doing great. Thank you for being here. I look forward to our conversation. Before we get into that, a little bit about their background. So they have 3 years of real estate experience. They currently own 6 doors consisting of a condo, a 3-unit, and a 2-unit. They're from Boston, Massachusetts, and you can say hi to them at eaglehill-properties.com. So Sam and Nick, do you guys mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Absolutely. So as you said, we started investing back in 2017. We've been house hacking small multifamilies in Boston, and we've primarily been focusing on that, like I said, for the last 3 years. And now we are just renovating our duplex that we will be owner occupying once we stabilize the property.
So we've got the condo, the 3-family, and then the duplex we're working on now. So all 3 of those were house hacks.
Yeah.
Perfect. So which one was first, the condo or the 3-family?
The condo was first, and then the three family came after. It actually started as a duplex, and we converted it to the triplex while living in it.
Perfect. Let's talk about the condo first. So I guess maybe taking a step back first, why did you decide to do the house hack as opposed to just kind of buying it and renting it out?
We wanted to get started in Boston. We really like the market. We're here locally. So we thought it was a good way for us to get our feet wet and be close to our properties. Really expensive market. So for us, that was the way for us to enter the market, being able to get in at low down payments and get started that way.
Perfect. And then what did you buy the property for? And then which house hack loan did you use?
We bought the condo at a conventional low down payment loan. I think we put 5% down. And then on the duplex, triplex conversion, we did an FHA loan on and put 5% down.
And what was the purchase price in the condo?
It was $325,000.
And then how long did you guys live in that property for? Was it turnkey or did you invest any more money into it?
Yeah, so the condo is turnkey and we lived there for about 7 months. And that's actually how we ended up acquiring that duplex. It was an attached property and our neighbor on the other side who was actually living in that duplex and the landlords were currently living above her had reached out to me after we had been living there for, like I said, about 7 months and we had become friendly. And she was like, hey, my landlord's selling. I'm going to have to move. You know, I love the area. She was all bummed out. And I had asked, hey, can I have your landlord's info? I'm actually really interested in the property. So we got it off market that way. And that's kind of how that came about.
You said that was basically your neighbor, but it was like in the same building?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was three condos on one side. And then on the other side, like I said, it was a one unit at the bottom. And then the landlord, the current owner, had lived in the bi-level unit upstairs. But from the outside, it kind of looks like it would be a six-unit building. So we kind of shared a back porch and became friendly that way.
Nice. So you bought the duplex after living in the condo for 9 months, and then that's the duplex you converted into a triplex, right?
Yeah.
So maybe walk us through that. So did you know beforehand that it can be converted into triplex? What made you decide to convert it into a triplex? And then kind of walk us through the numbers on that deal.
Yeah. So because it was an attached building, like Sam said, it basically looks like a six family home. So we knew that since our side of the property was put in three condos and it was an identical layout, we had a really good understanding that it would work. And then on top of that, we were able to do some research with the city, see that at one point it was used as a three family. We were actually able to find the original blueprints from a million years ago. So we were able to do some of that due diligence, which led us to feel pretty confident about it.
And did you know you're going to convert it to a triplex before you bought it, or was that after you had already acquired it?
It was part of our due diligence. We ran it both ways. We were trying to see if we had larger units and it was just two units, if we'd be better off, but we decided it would be more advantageous to have it as a three family.
Perfect. So what was the purchase price and what was the cost to convert it to a triplex?
We purchased it for $630,000 and we did the rehabs in two stages. We allowed that tenant that brought us into the loop on the house, we allowed her to stay. So we didn't renovate her unit. But we converted the second and third floor. We separated them and did that work. And then later we did the first floor unit once that tenant moved out. But all in, it took us about $80,000 to do the renovations.
So you moved out of the condo and into this triplex now. What did you rent the condo out for once you left?
Yeah, so we rented the condo out at that point for basically just covering our mortgage. We made $20 on a good day. But it's been a few years, so now we're able to profit a little bit from that. So it was $1,900 for the one-bed, one-bath condo.
And that's what it is now, or is what it was in the beginning?
That's what it was in the beginning. Now we're at $1,950, I believe.
So you moved into the triplex after the renovations were done. And then once the tenant moved out downstairs, you renovated that unit. So purchase price, $630,000. Investment was $80,000. What were the two rents you got from the two units that you did not live in?
Before we renovated the first unit, we were collecting $2,900 between the two units. So it was $1,950 in one unit. And then that first floor tenant was only $1,000 a month. After we renovated it, that $1,000 rent became $1,950 per month.
Nice. And then do you guys still live in that three unit now while you're doing this second duplex?
No, we actually moved out because we wanted to fully stabilize it. We moved out and we're actually back living with Sam's folks here while we're renovating that property.
And then is that unit you moved out of also rented at $1,900?
No, we're actually getting $2,200 for that unit. It was our owner unit, so we put a little bit more, had washer dryer in unit. It also came with a parking spot. And we do also have additional parking out back that we rent out for additional income as well to increase the rent roll of the property.
So you've got the duplex now. Do you want to walk us through how you found that one? Was it off market or is it an MLS deal? How'd you find it?
We found that on MLS.
And then what'd you buy it for? And then what's the rehab cost right now?
So this one's a pretty big project for us right now. We purchased it for $840,000 and we're going to put about $130,000 into it in renovations. We're basically finishing the basement to make a bi-level unit, which will turn into a 5-bed, 2-bath. So quite a bit of work there.
Duplex, you're finishing the basement to add additional space to one of the units, or is that single unit right now and you're making it into a duplex?
Yeah, so adding additional space to one of the units. So the first floor unit was a 2-bed, 1-bath. And then when we walked the property, it had crazy ceiling heights in the basement, like over 8 feet, which is obviously tough to find, especially in the Boston area. So we decided to add down to the basement, adding 3 beds and 1 bath. So all together, it's a 5-bed, 2-bath unit.
Nice.
And then we'll live in the upstairs, which we'll have renovated as a 2-bed, 2-bath.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Which unit you guys going to pick? But
yeah,
a smart move. So how much do you think you'd be able to rent that big unit out for?
We actually already have a signed lease, and they signed the lease when it was fully framed, just completely under construction for September 1st. That's a pretty common rent cycle here in Boston, and they signed for $6,000.
For how much?
$6,000.
Oh, wow. Are all the properties in the same market, or are they different neighborhoods in Boston? Because obviously it's a big city, so one street over might be a little bit nicer than the next street. So I'm just curious, because $6,000 as opposed to $200 is a pretty big difference.
Yeah, they're really close. But yeah, one of the neighborhoods, the condo and the triplex are in a neighborhood called East Boston, which is now a really up and coming area, which is why we chose it, but it hasn't matured yet. The duplex is in a neighborhood called South Boston, which is your young professionals, lots of bars, lots of restaurants, beaches, really close to downtown. So it's a hot spot for the young professionals.
So you guys have kind of been moving around a lot. Do you guys plan on continuing to house hack, or at some point will you stop doing that and rent or buy your own home and then start buying just straight up regular traditional loans? Just curious.
Yeah, we've definitely moved quite a bit, especially now jumping back to my parents' house. We lived with Nick's parents for a little bit during our last renovation, so we've moved a lot. We're planning on staying in the duplex for a little while and maybe exploring some different financing with commercial loans and trying to maybe dip into the condo conversions here. It's pretty big in the Boston area, and then kind of be able to use that profit to roll into more rental properties. And then as far as us, we talk all the time, who knows where we'll land, but we're definitely open to continuing to house hack if we find the properties.
How are you affording the down payment? So you said you've got $325,000, 5% down. You've got a $630,000 plus the $80,000 renovations. And I think you said that was FHA, so I'm assuming that's 3.5% down. And then you've got the $840,000 purchase price with $130,000 renovations with 3.5% down. So how are you covering the down payment, and how are you covering the renovation costs?
That's a good question. So they've all actually been 5% down. So the FHA allows 3.5%, but with the competition here, most sellers we've found, they're not happy with the 3.5%. So we've been forced to go to 5%. But most of the down payments and the funds have come from us, just like personally saving, and then like credit cards and things like that. And then now we've recently started to use home equity line of credits. So we've been able to use that for some renovations, and we were able to use that actually for a portion of the down payment for our most recent acquisition.
Are there renovation costs? I know the first one was turnkey, but for that second one and that third one, the $80,000 renovations and the $130,000 renovations, are those included in your FHA loan, or are those on top of the FHA loan? Like, you had to pay those out of pocket.
Those are out of pocket, so the numbers I gave was just acquisition.
All right, Sam and Nick, I want you guys both to answer this question. What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
All right, so mine's definitely going to be network.
And I would say mine is focus on your plan. Don't get caught trying to compare yourself to others with it being so easy now with social media. Just stick to your plan.
Any tips that you have for creating a real estate business with, I'm assuming you guys are married, right?
Yes.
Any tips on how to successfully navigate creating a business with your husband and wife?
There's a laundry list, but I definitely think communication is key. We over-communicate to a fault even sometimes, but there's a lot of moving parts every single day, especially with all these projects going on. I think keeping each other in the loop, keeping kind of a to-do list that we can both have eyes on, CCing each other on emails. We start the day talking about what we want to get done and we need to get accomplished, and we end the day doing the same thing. So the middle of that day gets hectic. We both feel like we're on the same page.
Anything else to add to that?
I'd say that's really it. The biggest thing is the communication. We're moving towards trying to just use the same inbox because it's hard just constantly relaying messages to each other when you're getting a ton of them a day. So I think just being able to always have each other in the loop is probably the biggest thing.
Perfect. Okay, you guys ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, first a quick word from our sponsor.
PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties, locate potential investors, or gain invaluable market insight in seconds. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail, which will help you close more deals with less stress. Visit your7dayfreetrial.com to start your free trial and experience all the amazing features PropStream has to offer. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.
Okay, so I'd like both of you guys to answer each of these questions. First one is, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
And The One Thing.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Start it back up tomorrow.
Start networking as soon as possible.
Out of all of these deals you've done so far, which one did you make the most money on? Let me take that back. What was the best deal out of these three deals? And it could be money or something else. Why it was the best?
I'm going to go with the duplex because we're getting a great living space out of it. Definitely the best we've had. And money-wise, we're thinking we're going to have hopefully $500,000 of equity in it. So we're feeling like that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and I'd say the triplex just because it's shown us how powerful the cash flow piece is, and it's allowed us to take more risks moving forward.
What is the best ever way you'd like to give back?
Definitely connecting with our audience on Instagram. We started our Instagram account not too long ago and have really kind of connected with a bunch of people on there and talking to new investors and current investors. So I just think kind of that free knowledge and networking is a big part of it.
And for us, now that we're seeing the power in real estate, we're actually trying to bring our parents into the fold so we can help get them prepared for their soon-to-be retirement.
Nice. And then lastly, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Probably Instagram. Like you mentioned, we do have our website, but Instagram is at Renos in Real Estate. We're on that every day, checking our direct messages, and love connecting with people there.
Perfect. All right, Sam and Nick, appreciate you guys coming on the show and sharing the details on all of your house hacks. So we talked about your first condo that you bought for 5% down, $325,000 turnkey property. Lived there for 7 months and then ended up buying the duplex / triplex that was on the other side of the same building as you. You spoke to the neighbor and they said that the landlord was selling, and you got in contact with the landlord and ended up buying that one for $630,000, and then did a two-stage rehab where you first converted the larger upstairs unit into two units. And then once the bottom tenant moved out, can rehab their unit. And you mentioned that you were able to get $1,900 for two of those units and $2,200 for your unit once you moved out. And then when you moved out of the condo, you were able to get $1,900 at first, and now you're getting about $1,950 in rent. And then next is the duplex you're working on now, which you found on the MLS. Larger project, $840,000 purchase price, $130,000 renovations. You are converting the basement into an additional three bedrooms and one bath, I believe. And then you already have a lease signed for $6,000. Great to hear. And then you plan on staying here at this unit for a little bit longer and then are potentially exploring some condo conversions. How you're funding all these is all 5% down. and his personal savings, credit cards. And then you did mention that on this most recent deal, you've been able to use a HELOC loan for the down payment. We talked about your best ever advice. Sam said networking. Nick said to focus on your plan and don't get caught up comparing yourself to other people. And then your main tip for creating a business with your significant other, husband, wife, is to make sure you have very good communication, which I'm sure is good for relationships in general, but especially when you're doing business together. So Sam and Nick, really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your journey with us. I wish you the best of luck with this current duplex and any other future house hacks that you do, as well as teaching your parents how to do the same. Best of listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks so much.